You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Bongani Mingwa.
702 Afternoon Drive. 3 to 6.
But we are talking about fatherhood, and particularly when it relates to the fathers of children who have just been born. And joining us now on the line is Professor at UNISA and researcher at the Medical Research Council and co-host of Cape Talk Dads, with one of my favorite human beings, Koketso Sechana. And then thank you very much for joining us, Professor Kopano Ratele. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time.
Afternoon.
Now, you've written extensively about the role of fathers and men in the lives of children. I'm thinking of something that you wrote, and I'm going to quote from it. Most men are failing to meet the job description of fatherhood. At the same time, most men are being failed by the current neoliberal economic policies to enable them to be there for their children. Of course, some men won't do the hard work of fathering, but others simply can't. And I end the quote. What do you mean by that?
Well, this bill that's going to become act hopefully in March or June next year is part of a correction then that two things here. Well, there are a lot of men who could work, who are able-bodied, are not working in the country. But those who work but also want the responsibility of being there when their children are born are being failed, were being failed by laws in this country. I mean, the difference between 4 months maternity leave and 3 days paternity leave is absurd.
Yeah.
Now, 10 days is an attempt to correct that. But, you know, it's a step in a big puzzle about how to correct relations between men, women, and children. But in this particular case, between fathers and their children. And so we have to be happy, particularly in these 16 days, that at least we're moving forward, a little bit of progress. 10 days is better than 3, but not as good as 4 months.
It is a small victory, as you say. But as I talked in my introduction, Prof, there's often almost a confusion, if you like, about the role that that fathers of newborn children in particular can have in the life of their infant. And at different points, there isn't always certainty about what to do. What are your comments on that?
Oh, I heard your introduction and it was beautiful. Thank you for that. Look, there's one word here. The word is attachment. You don't only see it in humans, you see it in with animals, right? The first few days of human life is when a child imprints that they need this attachment. They need a mother and a father or adults in their lives to be around them. Because this is critical, and studies have shown this, the first 1,000 days. So right from get-go, the word bonding, attachment, is critical. One should say this, I don't know what they're drinking at Pali these days, because although this was brought in by a Christian party, the African Christian Democratic Party, this is good for everybody. This is really good that the majority parties and other parties put their votes behind this, because if we can get this right, look, this is not going to solve all our problems, but this is really, really good for a number of people, right? For children themselves. And I'm sorry when I heard you that this ended at 6. Present fathers, fathers who are present from the day one in the maternity room, they're there in the first few days at the hospital or at home if it's a home birth. They're there when the child starts to getting their first steps or their smile, They're learning with the mother on the job. And you're quite correct. There is a problem when men use a word like, I'm helping my wife or my partner. You're not helping. This is your child.
But Prof, why do we downplay the role of men and particularly fathers around newborns? It seems, as I was saying, that it's an optional extra. It's a nice to have, but it isn't something that's crucial, whereas nobody would ever really think that about the mother, for example. Why is that?
This comes from all sides, right? It doesn't only come from women. It comes also from men. It comes from institutions such as employers, that men are not as important, that the importance of men is not so much in the caretaking, in the love, in the attachment, in the bonding. It's mostly or mainly in provision. But this is not true. Studies show that fathers' emotional attachment to their children is not only good for the children, it's also good for men.
And so what impact do healthy families such as you've described and people where strong bonds between fathers and children can be established, how does that translate to what we might see unfold in society?
Numerous positive consequences. Well, here's a simple relationship, an association. Healthy people generally, but healthy fathers, healthy men are the best assets, for instance, for an employer. So that should be clear, because if we have healthy people, they don't take days of absence from work. It means you don't have to, your productivity is at the same level, if not increasing. So healthy men, emotionally healthy men, we talk about, depression, we talk about other kinds of emotional and psychological problems, but also physical, somatic problems. So if you can get fathers contributing to the health of their children who are future workers, you're already putting in place something, the effects of which we'll see 20 years down the line. But at the very moment when you have a child, because the child contributes to your own good health as a father, and studies show this, it contributes to your well-being, to your psychological health, and literally also to your physical health, right?
Yeah.
And this simple thing like taking a stroll down Seapoint in your pram, in your stroller with your child, that already gives you this bit of exercise. So this is good for employers.
Yeah.
It's good for society. It's good because, of course, the presence we're talking about is emotional presence. If that presence is good, if this presence is good in the sense that you start to realize the need to protect, to give lessons around, good gender relationships. It's a girl child. There no violence for both girls and boys. This has an impact, a long-term impact in society.
All right, Professor Kupano Ratele there on the line from Cape Town. He's, of course, as I said, a researcher at the Medical Research Council. He also co-hosts Cape Talk Dads with Koketsa Sachane on Cape Talk. And that's his perspective, saying the research shows this is good. We're talking, of course, about the Labour Laws Amendment Bill, which was proposed by the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party in Parliament. And it really emphasizes the role that fathers of newborns can play. 011-883-0702. Let's have a conversation around how your views on fatherhood shaped you in this journey, your relationship perhaps with your own father and the lessons that you have learned, and how maybe even you as a new father might be feeling excluded because you want to participate, but the society around you maybe makes it a tad difficult. Give us a call, 011-883-0702. Let's have a different conversation about fatherhood.